This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Fleeing civil wars, gang violence, and ethnic persecution, migrants and refugees have transformed some small Midwest communities. In big cities and rural areas alike, changing demographics can be stressful. As part of our series, United and Divided, which is about bridging the urban-rural divide, Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports that churches in one Iowa town have different ways of helping all residents navigate change.
As Highway 30 enters Denison, Iowa, a city of 8,000, the national fast food chains stand next to Mexican groceries and restaurants. In this small city near the Nebraska border, waves of immigrants have been arriving since at least the 1980s. Recently, on a hot Sunday, parishioners at the English language mass at St. Rose of Lima exited the church to the sound of a live band and the smell of tacos and pupusas outside. Denison is the seat of Crawford County, where, as of 2015, more than a quarter of the people are Latino. Father Paul Kelly enjoys ministering to both the Spanish and English-speaking parishioners at separate Sunday masses.
You know, the cultures are different in terms of, in terms of food interests, and Hispanic people like to celebrate more outdoors. They're more expressive. Music is a little more lively.
At fundraisers like this one, he says, he often sees a mix of both congregations. Maria Soledad Laura Rodriguez is selling cold bottles of water. She's lived in Denison for 10 years.
I feel safe because it's a very quiet town, and here in the church, helping, we feel good.
15 years ago, Denison had a brief, tragic moment in the national spotlight. 11 people looking for jobs in the large meatpacking plant boarded a train car full of hope but lacking legal working papers. They were locked in and never let out. A rail worker found their bodies when the car was opened for cleaning. Today, the Latino community is well entrenched. Despite the train car deaths, many still make their way here, out of the poverty or violence of their homes in Mexico or Central America. And they land alongside refugees from Africa and Asia. They're all attracted to the long, hard hours of meatpacking work, which brings a steady paycheck. The churches here play an important role, but it's a tricky one. They want to help the town accept its changing identity, but also offer a place where people feel comfortable. They can be a connection point where different communities come together, but maintaining one's identity rather than shedding it to fit in is also important. Working through that struggle, 21st century immigrants in Denison, Iowa are just like every other newcomer to American shores. Pastor Mark Wallace doesn't want language to segregate his church. He came here in 2009, hired to revive a dying Baptist church.
They told me the community had changed. We had about 50% multi-ethnic. But the church was all white, all seniors, and that wasn't our community.
He committed to creating a multilingual and multi-ethnic congregation. He renamed it Journey Church and started working alongside city officials to help bring different groups together. Wallace says he sees a lot of fear among people who don't know each other.
If we can break down those barriers, then we're better off.
When the South Sudanese Lutheran Community Church gathers, men wear suits and shiny shoes or bright patterned African shirts. Toddlers race about the space that's also used by two other congregations, one largely white, one mostly Latino. Abraham Kamich left South Sudan and studied agriculture at a high school in Kenya. He's lived in Seattle and worked on fishing boats in Alaska. He says he came to check out Denison, thinking he could go back to the Pacific Northwest if he didn't like the work or community.
But when I met the people here in this place, they're amazing people. So I feel happy and happiest.
He works at the meatpacking plant too, and he likes being able to worship in his native language, Dinka. The desire for comfort and familiarity is going to split many people along linguistic or cultural lines, even in churches committed to embracing the changing communities they serve. And that's pretty much the same story, whether the community is a small town or a big city. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.